from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's start with one that broke the scoreboard. If you didn't know, Yordan Alvarez went full the natural on that. We don't have to play that right now, Chris. But this was Yordan after the game talking about breaking the scoreboard in Tampa.
So did you shoot for the scoreboard, or what was going on there?
Bueno, tú me estás poniendo en problemas porque tú fuiste que lo posteaste y si no hay un video que pruebe que fui yo, ese bill no lo pago yo.
No, you're trying to get me in trouble. You're the one that posted that picture. There wasn't a video showing that it was me. I don't know who it was, so I'm not paying that bill.
Some say it was you, so are you denying it or are you
Sí, falta video. Mucha gente dice que no está el video y yo los apoyo. No hay, si no hay un video, no fui yo.
I don't know, you know, we're missing the video and there's not a video. You know, people are asking for the video. If there's no video, I don't know who it was.
What do you think?
Man, he's trying to skip out on that bill.
That's a legendary thing.
Yeah. Nah, that's always a good feeling, man. Yeah. I had a homeboy who actually dunked the basketball and broke the the backboard. Yeah, it was at my school. Mm-hmm. And they had like it was a thing called hood versus heights. Where, you know, all the people in the inner city versus the schools in the heights in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And it was like pregame, and they doing layups and dunking and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He dunked, and the whole backboard shattered. And so we was all laughing and all that stuff, but his dad was like, hey, y'all bet not send me that bill. Ain't nothing funny. Like, I'm not paying for this bleep. So it was always a good feeling. I think he actually took a picture under the under the rim.
I would.
And made the paper.
Yeah.
But, I guess people was actually trying to build him for that.
Yeah.
It's just like, nah, that's not on him. That's on y'all.
Yeah. And, of course, the Astros, 7 straight wins. Unbelievable run that they're on right now in the midst of everything. And, you know, we talked earlier about the pitching staff and the pitching coaches and the analytics team and all that. It's pretty remarkable. Just for context, no way in hell anybody could have imagined this. I don't care what you say. Yeah, it's early, guy. I get it. I'm happy. I can respect your confidence and all that. But there is no way in hell anybody back in May, when they're whatever 7-19 or whatever it was, said, yeah, you say Kikuchi is going to be key to this team. Yeah, you say he's going to go in his last 2 starts as an Astro. I mean, in his last 2 games as an Astro, 2-0, 2.77 ERA. Neither were they going to say, you know, that Spencer Arrighetti in August when he's pitching like he's more innings than he's ever pitched in his life, he's going to have 25 strikeouts in 2 games. No one would have said that. Hunter Brown, early in the year, nobody would have said, you know, when he was giving up 5 runs in a third of an inning.
He was talking about sending them back down.
Yeah, 5 runs in a third of an inning. No one was going to say, just wait. He's going to go from June 8th on to the end of the season, or at least into August, 2.32 ERA with 75 strikeouts in 21 walks. And for sure, as much as consistent as he's been, Ronel Blanco wasn't even going to be in the starting rotation. No one would have said he was going to have the year that he's had.
Yeah, man. Salute to those guys that do the jobs we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
The analytics and all that stuff, man. Because, look, when they traded for Kikuchi, I was sitting there like, man, what are y'all doing? Look at that ERA.
Yeah.
Like, this dude been bad the last couple starts. Like, and y'all trading for him?
Yeah.
I just... to me, I just didn't see it. And that's the reason why I thought it was a bad trade. I wasn't really worried about the people they gave up.
Yeah.
I'm looking like, look what you're getting. This guy can't pitch. And look, that and that's exactly why I am where I am, now, man. That's why I don't work in baseball. And I'm not a scout or a GM because it looked like they picked the perfect guy that would fit this situation. And he's thriving here.
Yeah. Well, what they've done, and this is sort of like kind of a low-key MVP-type performance, like Josh Miller and Bill Murphy, the pitching coaches, like it's ridiculous what they've done with those pitchers. And then, at the same time, Bregman is becoming an absolute monster, like 4 home runs in 4 straight games, had another one last night. This was Joe Espada on that.
Describe the run Bregman's on right now with the slug and the power.
And the defensive play, that ball down the foul line. It's a big play. He's just found his groove. His swing is right, and level of confidence, which he never lacks. But right now, he's putting some good swings.
Pretty remarkable. And as I mentioned, 7 wins in a row. Joe Espada on that.
A little, you know, just urgency. There's fire. You know, we're running down this finish line. And the guys are playing with urgency. There's a level of energy that I've seen this team do that before.
That last part is what I've been talking about the whole time. Like, if they get here, as they got here, and if they get there, it's that gene. It's that winning Astros gene. He said, I've seen that Astros team before. As we're looking at the standings right now, they are now a game and a half ahead up on the Mariners. Man, 9.5 up on the Rangers. They are done.
Yeah, they are done.
Did y'all see the Mariners lose yesterday? 15-1 against the Tigers, man.
Yes.
Man, talk about getting your butt whooped, man.
Yeah. And then you got the Guardians and the Yankees and the Orioles. And I've been saying this all along, like they've been appreciably better than the Astros all year long. Well, hell, they're really not that far ahead of them anyway. It'll be tough to catch them.
And the pitcher, man.
Yeah.
And the pitcher. And I think... I just think the advantage the Astros got over everybody is that gene.
Yeah.
They've been there before, man. Mm-hmm. They've been through stuff the last couple years where we probably thought they wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
And especially last year. Last year, they barely made the playoffs.
This year more than ever.
And they just took all they got to the ALCS and they lost then. But, no, I think this year, that's the advantage they got. They got that gene. That, hey, we've been here, we've been to a championship series before. So I think they got that advantage over everybody.
And there's also like I mentioned the pitching coaches and the analytics team and Espada and how, you know, they're sprinkling their own kind of pixie dust on Kikuchi. Yeah, for sure on him, but on all these pitchers. But part of that, like the pitching staff, the analytics staff, all the guys in the front office of the Astros, they kind of have that gene too. Like they're confident in themselves. Yeah. Like when they brought in Kikuchi, when they brought up Eric Geddy, they knew that they had issues. You know, they knew that
they knew they were raw. Like especially somebody like
raw.
Yeah, Spencer Eric Geddy. They knew he haven't been there before.
Yeah,
and they kept him in there. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why the other guy, Jake Gloss.
Yeah,
they felt comfortable with parting ways with him that early on.
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna question them too much, man. Mm-hmm. They did their job, man. I salute the young.
Well, they've helped so many pitchers over the years kind of get the most out of them that they could look at Kikuchi, they could look at Eric Geddy, hell, Hunter Brown, who they've been around a lot, struggling so much, and they go, you know what? Watching this film, watching his delivery, watching his approach, watching everything about him. If you do this, if you throw this pitch more often, I was listening to Spencer Arrighetti, an interview with him, and I didn't put it on the doc. I was just kind of just intrigued, and he was talking about like what the coaches have done with him. He's like, I'm not trying to just, I think the word he used was be filthy. He says, I'm not trying to be filthy anymore. In other words, throw my best pitch every time, my hardest pitch every time, that they've convinced me like, to get ahead in the count a little more, maybe not with your best stuff, but just kind of hit the corners of the strike zone earlier. Try to get ahead in the count and then start throwing this. Like, that's the organization talking.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's important.
Yep. And that's where you got to give them credit for that point, because like looking at this rotation, mm-hmm. I would have been like, hell no, they ain't making no playoffs. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But no, they found something in these guys, mm-hmm. and they are getting by. Like, they still been having some quality starts.
Yeah.
And it's going on 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and we ain't even talk about Verlander.
Oh, by the way, one more rehab start, and he should be back next weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. So throw him in the mix, and I think this could be a scary team, man.
Well, it is already. Obviously, today they are still in Tampa, and it's going to be Ronel Blanco against Zach Littell. And then they face Garrett Crochet at home on Friday night. There will be some fireworks. Garrett Crochet, one of the guys that they were rumored to be interested in. Good pitcher. Good ERA. Not a great record because he's pitching for the White Sox, but that'll be fun. And then, you know, you can't say anything but here they come.
Yeah.
Like, here they come.
Hey, I said it earlier, yeah. Man. They remind me of the movie Halloween.
Yeah.
They're Michael Myers right now. You thought they were dead. You look out the window, he gone.
Yeah.
You like, where the hell? I thought I killed him. I stabbed the knife in the back of him.
Yeah.
And this dude got up and gone.
Yeah.
Like, we can't kill. Like, we need to run now. Yeah. They're alive.
Exactly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.